You know, I love how with myself or Mike Lindell or Donald Trump or any of these real people like you, we don't have some script. We have the info we want to cover. He's all excited and stutters a little bit. So do I. You know, Trump was all over the map because you're getting unfiltered real people. And that's what we need to change. This is with us for another 15 minutes, graciously holding over to talk to Josh, Bart, Sean, and Andrea. Right now, this is a short little segment, 1 minute segment break coming up when we join some stations. I wanted to talk to Sean in Rhode Island first. He wants to ask Mike Lindell a question about what to do with the Somali situation. Go ahead, Sean, with your question.
Hey, guys. Sean, the mailman from Rhode Island. Mike, congratulations. God bless you. Sorry, I almost slipped on ice. I'm out here delivering mail.
We love you.
Yeah, man. What is your plan to do with these people once you get into office? Do you have any goals or plans to clean
them
up?
It's very simple. If they're here illegally, they're gone. If they committed crimes, they're in prison. The ones that are left, there's got to be these programs that they're on, which about 75% are on, when they talk about the Somalians themselves. You need to look at them programs and say, hey, this can't just be you're here and you don't have to go get a job or don't simulate. There's got to be something else put there to the ones that are still here, the ones that are here legally and weren't part of the fraud and weren't part of the and are here, you know, legally. So that would be my thing. You almost have three buckets. And hopefully, you know, getting in as governor is about a year away. I would hope that they have all the illegal ones gone and the rest put in prison by then, But they, that program, all of these programs, this isn't just what you heard, you know, from the China virus programs and the Medicaid and Medicare. We also had a daycare program in 2018 here.
And then massive Obamacare fraud. Here's the bottom line.
The massive Obamacare fraud. So all these things need to be looked at and say, hey, there's got to be a better program where you don't have to rely on the program every day. We didn't bring you over here so you could just sit here. We have people here that are born and raised here that need help. They need help. It better. Those resources need to be available. So that's what needs to be looked at. That would be my plans.
Well, I totally agree. And here's the deal. I'm sorry for the Somalis. It's a pirate slave culture, most corrupt country in the world.
Yeah.
The main Somalis you have, you know, is kind of the ruling class Somalis who are oppressed. The others won't even let them come in. And you cut off the money. You put a bunch of them in prison. The freeloaders are going to leave, and the ones that are here that are good, and I'm sure there are some that are hardworking and nice,
yeah,
then they're going to be just fine, right?
Yeah, they've got to learn to, you know, I've met some that are working, that are actually working, that aren't part of all this, and there's no problem there. But you've got to get the ones that are here illegally. And I think Christy Noem, she said the other day, it could be as high as 60%. You know, you got ICE running all over Minneapolis and St. Paul right now. I'm watching my phone going, wow, there's some more going on. And getting pushed back all the way by our governor and the mayor. The mayor of Minneapolis, this guy is nuts. I mean, I'm telling you, that guy has caused more problems. But he was actually just speaking in Somalian, I think, the other day, or acting like he was eating their food and about gagging. But that's another story. Instead of trying to solve the problem and helping get rid of the illegals and then I think you set an example. If the other ones don't want to be here, if they don't love our country, and all the ones are gone that are gone, you know, maybe they'll go back, or maybe they would. Hey, we gotta simulate here. We've got to be part of our our society rather than being a problem in our society.
Well, you know, I got inside documents from Clinton was running for president, and they called the Broken Coalition. They said our plan is to bring in all these outside groups. Break them all up, make them alone, never let them assimilate, teach them to hate America. So we have all these groups that can't fend for themselves that hate America, and then we kind of like an orchestra conductor lead them in this attack on the country. That's really the UN globalist plan in general of replacement migration. Folks,
it's terrible.
Go to Real Mike Lindell on X, MyPillow.com/Alex for the free shipping and the best deals to support the broadcast and get great products for crypto shopping there. And go to MikeLindellGov.com to find out about his gubernatorial run. 60-second break, three final calls, and then Mike Lindell will be leaving us and more news coming up. Stay with us. 60 seconds.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th,
2025 to get 40% off store-wide at theolivestudiostore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theolivestudiostore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate sea moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So we're swinging for the fences here with Josh, Bart, and Andrea. The last time, that's the most time we ever calls. But when he leaves us in about 10 minutes, I'm going to shift gears and all these other stories we haven't hit yet. But really, it is so key that every able-bodied man or woman we have get behind people like Mike Lindell, get behind the midterms to secure the victory of 2024. And know that we're winning, but we only stirred up our enemies. So now they're pushing back even harder with their counterattack. But it's just crazy to know that everything we're saying is accurate, is true. We might get little points wrong or something, but it's not on purpose. Versus the left, the Democrats, and all their lying and all their hatred. Before we go to these final calls, Mike Lindell, what do you make of their best lineup being Kamala Harris saying she basically is going to run for president? I mean, she pulled 2% in the Democrat primaries, but they still just installed her, remember, with no votes. Talk about election fraud. Then you got psycho new scum over there. We've got Biden in public, can't even talk now. He literally just gibbers. It should seem so easy to beat these people, but because of the fraud and because of all their operatives, it's kind of a catch-22. What do you think?
I think this, if I was their marketer once again, and I know my license or my vehicle to steal is going to be gone. It will be gone by then. I'm telling you, if it's not, we've lost our country anyway. Okay. So if our election platforms are secure, if I'm them, I'm saying you got to get rid of all them. You got to go for maybe some traditional, go a whole different direction with the traditional, but way back in the day, Democrat, that if there is any out there that would be in the middle here where we used to have, normal politics, if there ever was such a thing, because if they put up any of them in a normal election, they're done. I mean, that's common sense. They're so far off common sense. I haven't seen any of them. It's like in disbelief. If you looked even 10 years ago or 20 years ago and said, look what you're going to have for the Democrat Party here, this far left, crazy, nonsensical things I think of. You know, but you know what? To take them, and then all of a sudden they all change at the last minute. Oh, now I'm common sense. I wasn't part of that transgender and 3 bathrooms and men and women's sport. I wasn't part of that. You know, they're not going to be able to deny it. So I think you'd have to have somebody completely, almost like a no name, because I think 90% of them have completely ruined themselves by.
If it wasn't for the election fraud, and I agree with Trump from the evidence, almost none of these blue states and cities, Democrats aren't winning there. It's only fraud.
No, that's it's only fraud.
And like you guys said, when this gets taken out with what's coming out, it's already been mitigated. It's game over for them. So what do they do? I mean, because they're bad people. They're not going to give up.
Right. No, they're not going to give up. I don't know what they'll do. But we do know this, Alex. We know this. My cyber guys and stuff, remember, I got CastVote records half the country for 2020. And in 2022, almost one third of the country. We couldn't find a place with the CastVote records, which, by the way, a CastVote record, everybody, either shows computer manipulation or it doesn't. There's no in between. And that might not say the election was flipped, but there's no in between. Either it shows computer manipulation populace or not. We couldn't find any in the 2020 election, any county in the whole state or the whole country that wasn't manipulated, okay? In the 2022 election, we did find some. Most of them were in Florida. In fact, I think all of them that we found were in Florida. There was no computer manipulation. And remember, DeSantis won Miami-Dade County by like 12 points. Hadn't even been won before. You're going, what? Well, my teams looked into this, and we took and went, wow. And the reason you had that big uptick is there was no computer manipulation. What we did, we took those numbers, everybody, and we extrapolate them. What if we finally had an example? What if over the whole United States, life without computers, and it was all paper? Because remember, there was no computer manipulation. So if we did that, and Alex, the number came back 66%. Of this country was red. That means your purple places were red. Your bright red were as red as could be. Your California was like maybe purple. You know what I mean? So these deep inner cities that you think are blue, no, they're purple. This country is 65% red, meaning we'll call it mega red, call it common sense red. That's what I would call it. And I believe the number's higher. So they have convinced us through brainwashing and election crime, they have convinced us that we're a 50-50 country, and 15% of this country, 15% that they're stealing. They've made us convinced that, oh, you know, we're still like this. No, we're not. People want good lives while we're here. While we're here before we go to heaven, we want 65 to 70%.
And absolutely, and it's getting worse every day. People are totally turning on the Democrats. They're trying to get people to be mad at Trump. Things aren't happening quick enough. Yep. You know, throw him out, and we're throwing away our own victory. No, we complain about bad stuff because he's got people that he doesn't fully control. We hold his feet to the fire sometimes. But no, we don't throw this out. This is victory. Three final calls real quick with Mike Lindell. Be sure to go to mypillow.com/Alex. You're Christmas shopping there. Get free shipping and more by going to /Alex. And it supports everything we're doing. The great work at Lindell TV. The great work with what Mike Lindell's doing running for governor and what we're doing here. A 360 win. Thank you so much. Josh has a question for you about Minnesota. Josh, go ahead. You're on the air with Mike Lindell.
Hey, Alex. It's great to hear from you. Longtime caller. First-time caller. Hey, Mike, I met you down in Mason City, Iowa, January 5th of 24 at a Trump rally. It was an absolute honor to meet you, sir. Three questions for you. First one is, when you become governor, it's not if, it's when, are you going to change our flag back to our original flag and not the Somalian flag? Second question I have for you is, how can we get the rhinos out of our Republican Party here in Minnesota so we can actually get you in to be our candidate? Third question I have for you is, how can we get involved in your campaign, sir? Longtime supporter of both y'all. Do appreciate you and love you both.
Thank you.
Well, first question, 100% on the flag. I mean, that's just evil in your face. They put up that flag that looks like the Somalian flag. 100% it would be on the flag. That's first day. That's a given. I think that's going to happen even before then. Everybody's so upset with it. But that will happen. Second thing is... to give me the support, it's MikeLindellGov.com, MikeLindellGov.com. And as far as the rhinos and this uniparty, these Republicans that block not just in Minnesota, but all across the country, I know who they are. And believe me, I have a great plan for that. We're going to be calling them out. That they, you know, these things, when you're going to call out, just like our president does, you see him calling them out. If it doesn't make sense, there's a hidden agenda, and we're going to get to that hidden agenda. Is it an evil agenda? Why, if you know, this party, the new party is the party of common sense, and that's what I'm going to be when I'm in governor of Minnesota. And if you're going to have Republicans trying to block the great things that are getting done for the people, and when I say for the people, remember, Donald Trump is a great uniter, not the great divider. The divider was Obama. He is the great uniter where people, he does stuff that helps all people. I don't care what party you're in. When you make common sense decision to help we the people, that's what government is supposed to do. And that's what I will do. And I'm not going to put up with some uniparty rhino Republicans or Democrats. I don't care who they are. You're not going to stop because I will get the word out to the people like our president does. I will be the most transparent governor this country's ever had. to a microphone to the people every day. Hey, you say, you know, hey, everybody, this guy's blocking this. It would help all of you. And explain it to the people what, you know, how, what the manifestation is, whatever's getting put into place, whatever we want put in place or whatever needs to be put in place, and explain it to the people where everybody, I don't care what party you're in, as people going, hey, that makes sense. That will help us. That will help our daily lives. And if you got some rhino or some Democrat or some, I don't care who they are blocking it, they're going to be called out.
Powerful. This is the most powerful part of the interview. I'm going to put that up front. We posted it on X and Rumble. Let's go to Andrea in Mass. Last caller wants to ask Mike an important question about Tina Peters. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Really admire you. You're a great man. Thank you so much for your passion. Please tell me, if do you have any kind of plan if you when you become mayor? To get Tina Peterson out of prison. I can't take this woman.
You mean governor?
Yeah, you mean governor. I have no control over that, but I've been doing everything I can. I talk to the president all the time since last spring. I've been working on getting her out since the day they put her in there, even before that. I believe that it's going to happen very soon with our great president. What he's doing right now, remember, if he just did a pardon, you guys, the same day I announced, I believe it was the December 11th last week.
Yeah, what he does is he orders his pardon lawyer, who's great, Ed Martin, to get it done, and then the DOJ, let's just say it, above him tries to block it.
Yeah. They're gonna work it. Working with them, they have a way now to be able to do it. It would have been very simple if the governor of Colorado, Polis, would just say, you know what, I'm going to pardon her. I don't need this, but he can't. You know why? I think he's in on the crime that Colorado and Jenna Griswold, and maybe he's in on it. They've committed crimes against all humanity, what they did to cover up the election crimes. It's a federal felonies that they did to delete all their records in the spring of 21. Colorado deleted their records. It's probably, I don't know if it's ever done before in history. Why would you do it? That doesn't make sense, right? Why would you delete that? You have no reason to delete it other than it would have showed the whole world that those elections and all the other elections, anything done with computers, is suspect.
And by the way, Mike, you're dropping bombshell to bombshell. People don't know. That came out. It's a fraud. They did it. Why would you not do that? And then the Secretary of State puts out the codes days before so they can have plausible deniability when it gets hacked. Then later you have Colorado judges trying to say Trump's off the ballot. Then you have the Secretary of State of Maine trying to take off the ballot. These are open, crazy tyrants, but they thought he'd never get back in. I know you deal with their lawyers and their people. Are they as arrogant as they used to be?
With which lawyers?
All the deep staters you have to interface with.
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, it's very, they've been very arrogant, attack, evil. I mean, you name it. I put up with all, you can't imagine. When I was in Colorado, the one lawyer, everybody, the last thing the lawyer said to this evil lawyer said to the jury. Now, we all know Mike Lindell had a net worth of over $100 million 4 years ago, and now it's minus $10 million. But we're asking you for $60 million for Mike calling us traitors. That's what it was. For Mike calling us, we're asking you for $60 million. And if that bankrupts MyPillow and Mike Lindell, so be it, because we need to send a message to the country. You don't question our election platforms and put out disinformation. They did the same thing to Tina Peters, and that judge looked at her and goes, you haven't learned a lesson. You're still having your podcast. You're still putting out the same thing you've been saying for 4 years. She's saying it because she's seen it with her own eyes. Tina Peters knew if we didn't change, we'd lose our country anyway. That's what we all knew back then, everybody. We all knew this. Tina Peters just said, you know what? I'm willing to go to prison because I can't lie and say I didn't see what I seen. That's where it's at. Just like I said, I'm willing to lose everything because we won't have nothing anyway. Tina Peters, a hero. Alex, you're a hero, one of the greatest heroes these countries has ever seen. And because people never let up, we're where we're at today. it took this long, with, you know, and yes, what a miracle. Would this ever have came to fruition if the president had not got in there? Probably not, because we had to break through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. They're relentless. It surprises me, Alex, how you have the media. You silence the Fox Newses and the Newsmax of the world. You silence them with lawfare, even though I think Fox might be in on it for all I know. But you silence them with lawfare. And then you silence everybody else's voices, and then you cancel people, and you cancel, and then you attack people with lawfare. Then the government, that wasn't enough. They go, these guys are still talking. Let's get the DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS, and all these agents. Let's go after the Mike Lindells and the Alex Jones and the Rudy Giuliani's of the world and nine senators, and let's take them out. But they lost everybody. My campaign last week, I said, I'm still standing. And I'm going to stand for you. I'm still standing. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't God's grace, everybody. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't God's grace. You know, courage is contagious. We have to all keep being courageous. We can't just rely on everything. When Donald Trump won, here's the biggest thing, Alex, that people can see. When Donald Trump won, everybody, everyone's coming up to you, Mike, you've been vindicated. Oh, man, this is great. Yay, we're saved. Donald Trump won. You guys, that was just one key piece. I said that. I knew it then. I'm going, as I watched nine other races get stolen for the House, nine House members get stolen, four senators. I watched that over the next 6 weeks. So you know what? The bottom line is that was just one battle getting him in. We have all this. We've got to save our country, which will in turn save the world, and give us some time here. Time. We're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history, and we've got to spend more time here before, you know. And
Mike, I remember you about a year after they stole the election. They're suing you. They're attacking you. You're saying, keep faith. We've got the right. We're going to prove it. We're going to get Trump back in. And it happened.
Yep.
And to have that optimism, I had it too. It was a gut level spiritual. I knew. But now we have the initiative. We're actually winning. We just can't have the general populist or Christian conservative go to sleep, or common sense person.
Because
you're right. All right. Incredible job. I'm so glad you ran for governor. So glad MyPillow survived. There's some people out there that haven't survived. Do your Christmas shopping right now at MyPillow.com/Alex. Get free shipping and more when you go to that link. And the toll-free number, just for InfoWars, so we get the support here, small percentage, 800-675-4614. 800-675-4614. And please do your shopping there. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everybody. God bless. Keep the faith.
We are winning. And it's true. We really are winning. You know, we've had a good broadcast so far in the last 3 hours and 22 minutes, but I have this problem. I overprepare, and then I get in here sometimes, and it's just like it all turns into a blur. Because, I mean, I have... imams celebrating the attacks a day and a half ago in Sydney. I have people watching the murder of those 16 people. I see it all the place saying, oh, good, they deserve it, they're Jews. Well, I didn't say that Israel, when it shoots some of the unarmed Palestinians, was in the right. And certainly war crimes happen and we expose it. When Israel got caught raping people, so that was wrong. I don't have some taboo about Israel, but the Muslim armies do that too. It doesn't take away from the Israeli crimes. I just call balls and strikes. And you've got to understand that Orthodox Muslim Brotherhood Islam is the tip of the spear. It's the virulent strain. It's the thing taking over. Even a bunch of the Muslim countries are scared of them, won't let them in. They're the expansionists. And so you got BlackRock, the Democratic Party, the Socialists, Keir Starmer, Black Lives Matter, all of that, the universities, the big money is on Islam to, like, bring down the West. And I guess in the conflict with the West and Islam, the globals get their police state in as the answer to finally defeat Islam. I mean, that's basically what it's shaking up to. What it's turning into. So, yeah, there's a big slice of truth to it that when Israel gets in trouble with stuff it's doing, you'll see people hyping, oh, look, but the Muslims want to destroy the West, and Israel's, you know, stands against that, so they're the good guys. Yeah, there's an aspect, and the Israel lobby does that, but the Quran says come in and act like you're a friend and then take over. And now the imams are saying this is their time. This is not run by Israel. It's allied with the big banks, with BlackRock, with the left, Mondami, all of these people being put in. They have this set up as a class of civilizations. And whereas Dick Cheney and the neocons wanted to be heavily involved in 9/11 attacks, bare minimum open the door, used it as a piggyback to blow up the buildings, which we've already proven. Well, there's the other faction of the globalist whole thing, with the leftist pro-Islam thing, the Red Green Alliance. It believes that it's going to be able to take over with a combination of socialism, communism, and Islam. And if you look around the world, it is taking over. So people just need to learn about different factions. The faction I'm trying to promote is a return to Western values, free market, capitalism, Christianity, common sense, meritocracy, Christian values. We don't make you convert to Christianity. We're not Islam. But just by sheer support in the culture, most people would. And then we can really build a true future together. And so I support the reboot of the West. I call it 1776 Part 2, or Operation 1776. And it really is being adopted. And it's not just that they adopted my plan or what I talked about. It's the only way out of this. Not the totalitarianism of the unelected EU, not the totalitarianism of the Chinese communist, not even the strongmanism of Russia, though it's got back to Christian roots and being way more conservative than us on average. I believe it is up to us to finish this battle here in America, because we have been the most powerful, because we were given the providence, and we were Christian on average. And then now our birthright's being flushed away because we've begun to serve evil and begun to sell out and become corrupt. And so I believe where the main battle's been focused for 60 years to take control of the country that controlled the global empire, I believe the fight here will be the deciding battle into the next phase of humans' future, deciding the entire future. So that's where I am. This is really, really, really important. I know there's bots, and I know there's all the pro-Israel bots and all the pro-Islam bots and different factions of the Islamic groups, Shiite and Sunni, and you know, the Muslim Brotherhood and all the rest of it, and different countries with different angles, different plans, different systems. I know Qatar is heavily involved funding the Muslim Brotherhood. Doesn't mean they're funding everybody, but there's certainly truth to that to some extent. And for me, I sit here, I probably studied the Middle East, not just military news, but the region, the political powers, what their real philosophies are versus what they say they are, and I barely understand it. And then I watch generals and statisticians and pontificators on TV. They're supposedly, you know, top folks, and they don't even know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. Now, somebody like General Flynn does, but most of the other national security advisors, they're not just lying to the public. They don't know what they're talking about. They just know who paid them the last paycheck. And the truth is, the U.S., China, the EU, the U.K., Israel, you know, South Korea, Japan, it goes on and on and on. They're all spending massive amounts of money to influence. Qatar spends $4 billion a year trying to influence the United States alone. That's as much aid as we give Israel. So then you got to pull back and say, what is that about? But also you got to then look at all the other countries and go, oh my God, China probably spends $100 billion a year. See the difference?
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. When I asked Grok about the benefits of creatine, this is what Grok said at the end. Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. But speaking of no-brainer, When you really study creatine, it's what it does for the brain and everything else in the body. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Now, you can front load with 20 milligrams for a week or so is what the experts and doctors and people recommend and fitness people. But after that, you just take one a day. And most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is it's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. And our incredible creatine gummies come in two flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. Our sponsor, Bigly, went through dozens and dozens of different formulations with top formulators, and this is hands down absolutely delicious. Now, these taste so good, you're going to have to hide them from your children. But if gummies aren't the thing for you, we've got the amazing pure powder. It's all available again right now at thealexshowstore.com for up to 40% off. Again, this is creatine monohydrate. Look it up. It's the gold standard. And it is so good for your body. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Want 10 billion more of your tax dollars. Look at me, I am your president now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, coming up, another Kyle Serafin prediction begins to come true. The guests we have on all the time, the people that have that record of being accurate. The corporate press is reporting Dan Bongino has already cleared out his office and it'll be gone by Christmas. Nailing what was predicted by Kyle Serafin 3 months ago, a month ago, and about a week ago. But I think it was even on last Monday or Tuesday, so it'd be a week. And that's because Bongino's pissed off about all the cover-ups and stuff going on. Dan Bongino, FBI office is empty, and his
Chief of Staff has moved on. Ex-podcaster may be gone come January, FBI insiders predict. Then we got Fox News basically reporting the same thing. So there you go. Man, I didn't want him to be a failure. I didn't want Patel to be a failure. But look at this. Cash Patel plunged into a scandal, a new scandal as FBI frees soldier in Brown shooting, drove across the country with guns, and was in a hotel, and they believe the geolocation showed him around the university at the time, right at the points this happened. They've shown only one camera, though the university has all these cameras, and I got to say, it looks like more stocky person than this guy. But he'd be wearing a lot of clothing, I don't know. But the fact that they don't know anything really looks suspicious. So we'll look at that coming up here in a few minutes. But I wanted to hit this. Roll that again, though. Roll it again from the start. And, of course, it looks like it might have been a Republican meeting. They killed the head of the Young Republicans at the college. One of the two that's dead. They won't tell us the other identity or the others. And shouldn't we be hearing from those? Some of them just got grazed. Why aren't they in press conferences? People, you get shot in the shoulder or something grazes your arm. They say some were just bandaging. Okay, so the school's been saying now for a couple of days, we still know nothing. Nothing, not even what color somebody was. Were they wearing a mask? Nothing. Nothing. Very, very suspicious. I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, does it make any sense? And we got Cash Patel, according to my sources, and it later came out in the news that indeed it was true. By just a week after Kirk's death, was in the White House meetings bitching, basically yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, saying, "You're not involved in intelligence, we run that." Even though he promoted himself at FBI, saying, "Get the FBI out of intelligence or counterintelligence," and that he wasn't going to fly on a private jet, and he was going to get rid of the FBI headquarters, make it a museum. He hadn't done that. And I'm not trying to bash him. It's just bizarre. But look at this. You got the attack that killed 16 people, and their bodies weren't even cold, but the globalist prime minister that wants Elon Musk arrested for speech warns about right-wing extremist groups. So imagine, Muslims just did this, ISIS is taking credit, and you come out and inject this into the middle of it. Then we have the premier of New South Wales, where Sydney is, calls for more gun control. Notice he says these guns are so big. So now they're bolt action, but they got to be banned because they're big. Before it was because they held a lot of rounds. Now it's because they're too big. Very hard to get a gun in Australia. Got to have it for special reasons, farming, things like that. He says, oh, just have it for farming now. Well, that's already basically it. And did crime go down in Australia when they took all the guns 30 years ago? No, it went up. Then they shipped in all these third world populations that are declaring jihad. So play clip 11, 10, and then 7. This is them celebrating attacks on Jews. And again, some of you have been pre-programmed to hate Jews so much. Sure, Israel's got problems. Sure, there's issues. Israel shouldn't be above reproach. You should be able to criticize them whenever you want. But again, when Muslims go around saying they're going to kill Jews and Christians, and then a bunch of innocent Jews get killed, and people say, oh, well, too bad, October 7th. You know, oh, too bad, Gaza. It's crazy. It's wrong and it's dangerous. You know, when some of these jihadis shot the soccer coach because he said a prayer, they didn't like the fact their kid was in the school or whatever. In Houston, I mean, is that for Israel too? You're allied with the most radical, evil forms of Islam in this Israel obsession. You can criticize Israel all day, not want them involved in our politics, serious issues I agree with. But to create this mental illness tunnel vision where it's all you think about is absolutely crazy. And then we'll go to clip 12. Australian senior senator Paulina Hanson knocks out of the park and exposes how angry the public is. And then we have a caption report. Ursula von der Leyen, the dictator of the EU, saying, oh, no, we're not going to just kick the illegals out and the invading Muslims. We're opening a deal to bring even more into our countries. Here's the clips.
We take Asia's advice very seriously. We work closely with them. We receive regular updates as well. Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well, and we continue to work closely with our security agencies.
Doesn't our gun registry laws need to change? What can you do now to ensure this doesn't happen again?
Well, the short answer is yes. They need to change and they can change. It does require legislation and it means introducing a bill to Parliament to be really blunt, make it more difficult to get these horrifying weapons that have no practical use in our community.
Do you think
if you're not a farmer, if you're not involved in agriculture, why do you need these massive weapons that put the public in danger and make life dangerous and difficult for New South Wales police? Well, so I understand, of course I understand, the genuine desire to have information about how the law will change. We're less than 24 hours into this horrifying crime. I want to make sure that legislation and reform that we bring to Parliament makes a big difference. But that's exactly my intention, and my colleagues feel exactly the same way.
Premier, I'm smiling. I'm smiling and I'm happy. I'm elated. It's a day of courage. It's a day of happiness. It's a day of pride. It's a day of victory. This is the day we've been waiting for. 75 years! 75 years of occupation. 15 years of blockade. What yesterday happened was the first time our brothers and sisters broke through the largest prison on earth!
Occupation is the crime!
Occupation is the crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is the crime!
Occupation is the crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
You keep voting for these bastards that actually don't have pride in our country and our Australian flag, then be prepared to get what we're going to get. And we've seen it now with the division that is happening, the hatred we see on the streets, the escalating crime, and that's only going to escalate even further unless we take a stand on this and make sure you know who you vote for next time. And if you look at what's happened in England, Birmingham, 30% of Muslims there, and they're taking over the councils. You've got, you know, Sharia law courts. They're losing their identity, their culture in England, and the same damn thing is going to happen here. It is an absolute basket case of what's happening out there, and no wonder the Australian people are so angry. But I'll keep fighting about the mass migration. It is about mass immigration that's happening here, and it's destroying our standard of living, way of life, and our access to services that every Australian has a right to. But the government brings them in purely for the vote, and the fools out there keep voting for them. You're going to suffer. You will suffer.
And therefore, we must open more safe pathways, legal pathways, to Europe.
This is the dictator of the EU.
We must create more bridges between our continents. We must make sure that people can find a job where their talent is needed. Match the skills. Bring skills across our borders. And this is at the heart of our new talent partnership, which offer work routes into Europe. So far, 5 countries have signed up to them, and we hope that more of you will follow. This is such an important model to work on. We have just agreed to create a new talent pool. It will match the European employers and their needs with the non-European job seekers and their skills. And actually, we're launching the pilot of a gateway office in India, so that this will offer opportunities to work in Europe legally. And it could be a blueprint for partnership with other countries if we do it well. So the point is here. We have plenty of good ideas for legal mobility, but only together can we make this work. This approach is, I think, I'm deeply convinced, a win-win for Europe and all our partners in our alliance. People can develop new skills. They can find new opportunities at home. But it also gives the young people a chance to thrive. And it makes Europe more competitive. It makes Europe more attractive to innovative talent. So by working in partnerships, we have found safe alternatives to the lethal criminal smuggling networks. So, distinguished guests, we all have one common goal. The common goal is to drive the smugglers out of business, to save the lives of thousands of people who dream of a better life. I know this is still a long way to go, and it's a bumpy road without our question. But our alliance is growing. So from today, the alliance moves to a more formal structure with a permanent secretariat and permanent funding to better match our growing ambitions. We will deepen our links with like-minded organizations like the G7, like the Council of Europe or the United Nations agencies. And I would like to call on other countries and organizations who share our commitment to join our efforts to endorse the declaration.
I could do an entire college course on deception off that short clip. Every angle of it. The European Union started as a trade deal and got nations to sign over authority to it. And then by the year 2000 became a dictatorship, unelected. And now they're banning free speech. They have the parliament, but it's ceremonial. And just now, after decades of us talking about it, did people finally make a big issue about it? Thanks to awareness and Elon Musk and you and everybody spreading the word. And because the tyranny's so out in the open now. And the model of the EU is being used in Australia and in the UK and in Canada, and they're trying it here. It's the same formula. But you heard her say, oh, we're going to stop the illegal immigration, which they funded through the NGOs, they set up, they accepted them, they gave them free health care, free houses, free everything, kicked people out of their own houses to put them in, made people take them in their houses, made them above the law, even though these illegal aliens commit like 80% of the crime or more. And then she says, well, now we're forming a new secretariat with new powers, with the first five European nations that are going to sign over their authority completely, finally, over the last thing, their asylum seeking and borders. So it's all about create the crisis to offer the solution of, don't worry, under the EU Commission, we've created a new secretariat, all the communist UN Politburo terms. And now those five nations, France, Germany, Sweden, and one other, forget which one. They're saying that they won't actually take the illegal aliens. They're going to use their power over the roads and power lines that go through them to make Poland and make all these Spain take all these people. So it's all internal warfare operations is how they run this. I mean, it's just, and I can go on and on. I mean, I can stop every 10 seconds. Sounds like she's just babbling, you know, these words. No, it's all the names of organizations, names of treaties, names of programs, names of operations. And you heard her say, we're going to fully colonize Europe with India. Nothing against India, but 70% of the H-1B visas come in are from one province in India. 70% total are from India. And then 80%+ are from that one province. Because it's a mafia. It's that special mafia, that special tribe group that made a deal in the last 30 years coming in. Same with the Somalis. Those aren't the mainline even Somalis. That's the ruling tribe, the ruling clan that makes the deals with the system, comes in, and then conduits the money in. So it's cold-blooded. This is live right now. Trump is taking questions from the Oval Office. Let's see what he's saying.
Would you like Republicans next year to just use reconciliation to do with health care exactly what you laid out, and they wouldn't have to worry about Democratic votes?
Well, that would knock out the filibuster. If you knocked out the filibuster, it would all go away. But we have a few people that wouldn't do that. It's crazy. Look, we should knock out the filibuster. And if you did that, we'd get voter ID. You'd have no mail-in voting. All things that make our elections dishonest. And you'd get a lot of other things having not even to do with voting. But Republicans should knock out the filibuster. And we should approve a lot of things. You wouldn't have January 30th looming because, you know, you have the 30th of January looming. You know that. Right. And if we knocked out the filibuster, it would be just a simple approval. But you have some Republicans that no, they're unable to explain why. You know, they if you ask them why, they're unable to explain it. They cannot win the debate. But they should knock out the filibuster. And frankly, they should get rid of the blue slips, too. Yeah.
Mr. President, the Democrats won Miami where you won the election 1 year ago. Do you think it's because of Hispanic media like Telemundo that are publishing fake news about the ICE operations? How do you plan to win back those votes for midterms?
Yeah, well, I won that whole election. And, you know, it's interesting. When I'm not running, we don't do as well. And I'm going to try and get that changed for the midterms. But we did have a big win in Tennessee, as you know. Matt Van Epps had a big win in Tennessee against a very strong candidate, attractive candidate, who a lot of people thought would do very well. And Matt won by a lot. And I won Tennessee by a real lot. You know, we had a great election. We won every single swing state. We won the popular vote. We won everything. And there's a thing that they have now, districts, which is a big deal. I think in a way it's the most important stat from the standpoint of, you know, looking at numbers accurately. So out of thousands of districts, I won 2,750 versus 525. Think of that, 2,750 versus 525. It was great. That's why the map, when you see a map of the election, it's all red other than two little narrow lines on the other side, please.
Sir, Jimmy Lai was convicted today in Hong Kong. Do you have any reactions?
I feel so badly. I spoke to President Xi about it, and I asked to consider his release. He's not well. He's an older man, and he's not well. So I did put that request out. We'll see what happens. Okay?
Sir,
yeah, please, Katie.
Question about Ukraine. Now that the meetings in Berlin have wrapped up with Zelensky, right, is there a timetable for going to Moscow? Is the delegation going?
Well, I think that the delegation is largely there right now, actually. They're in Europe. And they met with those people that I called out before, the various countries, plus some others. They want to see it end, Katie. They want to see it end. I want to see it end. They want to see it end. I actually think that President Putin wants to see it end. You know, I've had good talks. We've had good talks with Russia. And I think they'd like to get back to a more normal way of life.
Mr. President, follow up there. An Article 5-like deal seems to be emerging without NATO membership for Ukraine. If such a security guarantee is offered, what incentive is there for Ukraine to give up any sort of territory?
Well, look, you have well, they've already lost the territory, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, the Russians are taking more every day.
Is lost. But in terms of security guarantee, we're working with Europe on it. Europe would be a big part of that. And we're working on the security guarantee so the war doesn't start up again. We don't want to have a war start up again. You know, as I said, with Thailand and Cambodia, two people I get along with great. And I dealt with them, and I called them, and I said, look, fellas, you got to relax. You got to take it easy. They lost. You know, they started the war again. I got it ended. And things like that are going to happen. War. There's nothing pretty about war, nothing good, and there's nothing you can do to predict what's going to happen. But I think we've made a lot of progress with respect to Russia and Ukraine. I hope. I hope. You know, last month, it was close to 27,000 soldiers were killed, mostly soldiers, but 27,000 people, but mostly soldiers were killed last month in Russia versus Ukraine.
Is there a time limit on security guarantees?
Well, there's no time limit. The time limit is whenever we get it done. I mean, we're going to try to get it done. We're making progress. It's more difficult than anybody could have thought. I would have said that half of the wars that I got settled, some were going for over 30 years, that half of them should have been more difficult, and they actually haven't been. There's a lot of dislike between the two leaders, you know that, and so it probably makes it a little bit tough.
Have you recently spoken directly to Putin?
Yeah, I have.
On Syria, Mr. President, on the U.S. troops killed in Syria over the weekend, why do we have troops in Syria?
Because we're trying to make sure that there's going to be and remain peace in the Middle East, and Syria is a big part of it. The new leader is a strong person, and that's what you need. This is a rough part of the world, and it's been amazing what's taken place in Syria. We got rid of Assad. We got rid of other people that were really bad people and that were in the way of peace in the Middle East. You know, we have legitimate peace in the Middle East, first time in 3,000 years. And we have 59 countries backing it. And we'll see what happens with Hamas. We'll see what happens with Hezbollah. But regardless, I mean, we have countries that want to go in and clean that out if we want them to do it. But they said, in the case of Hamas, they said that they're going to disarm, and we're going to find out whether or not that's true. Hezbollah in Lebanon has been a problem. We'll see what happens there. But there is legitimate, large-scale peace in the Middle East. And if there weren't,
all
we
right,
would have been able
that's
to
That's it
make-
for now. Harrison Smith is about to take over the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. So many incredible topics that were covered, so many topics I didn't get to. I'm going to go take a 30-minute nap. This never happens to me, but I ate a big burrito about an hour ago, and I'm literally been shot by, like, curare darts, like, you know, that make elephants fall asleep or whatever. So I'm going to take a rare daytime nap, and then I'm going to shoot reports on all the stuff I haven't hit, and then I'll get up on X and Real Alex Jones, because there's so much I didn't get to. And you'll have to wait till that comes out, because it's so much I've got to decide which ones I'm going to hit. But the War Room... Harrison Smith, always fast-moving, always informative. A lot of great calls and guests, and Harrison's wit starts now. You can find it at Infowars.com/show, the live feed at man.video on Real Alex Jones. You want to find the Infowars live feed, not the Real Alex Jones feed, but it'll be right there at Real Alex Jones. You'll see an Infowars feed. That's where you find Harrison Smith coming up in 2 minutes from now. And yes, today we said it one day, but that's it. Last day to get 40% off store-wide. For Christmas shopping at thealexandshore.com, all the supplements and page apparel, and you make this thing go around and around. So thank you so much for your support. Harrison Smith takes over now.
So I tried Methylene Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, you know, the Methylene Blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying Methylene Blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of Methylene Blue because of how well it works. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now. And they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.